LaWin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business. Legal. Politics. Health. Lifestyle. And entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the Greater Houston community, from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with
LaWin Media Network.
The following program is produced by LaWin Media Network. The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the individuals appearing on the show and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of LaWin Media Network, its affiliates, sponsors, or partners. The information provided in this episode is for general informational purposes only and may not reflect the current law in your state or country. By watching and listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as legal advice and no attorney-client relationship between you, the host, or guest. You are advised to seek legal counsel concerning your legal question or concern from a lawyer licensed in your state, country, or appropriate licensing jurisdiction.
Okay, we are live. Kamusta, Ate Eileen? Attorney Eileen?
I'm good. Kamusta, Christian?
Okay din. Mukhang busy-busy ah.
It's been a very busy week for me. I have back-to-back hearings this week. So.
Wow, always.
And so, many deadlines.
But how are you feeling about like our episode tonight?
Well, I'm actually excited because I think this is a very important topic, because we may not realize that probate is important, because some people think they don't need probate. Mm-hmm. And then later on, they will realize that, oh, we should have done this long time ago. So it's important that we all know that, you know, that if somebody passed away and that person left properties, it has to be probated, no matter what kind of probate, you know, because probate is not always, it's not just one type. So, and you'll know that when we talk about it tonight.
As always, parang nasa huli ang pagsisisi sa Pinoy. Is that like a film, like a mostly like a Filipino thing, or do you have like culturally, do your clients on probate, are they more of like Asian, or are they more like in other cultures?
Well, I think it depends on the person. Then maybe culture has a part of it. Like, for example, in the Philippines, our great-great-grandparents passed away long, long time ago. And the house still there, the family house, the family home still there. We call it ancestral home, right? It's been there. We're living in that ancestral for 30 years. And then when we realize, oh, wait a minute, we need to sell the property. And that's when probate sets in, like, oh my gosh, we have to probate it because we can't sell the property unless it's on our name. Same thing here. You can't sell it unless you own it. So then in order for you to own the property, you'll have to transfer it. And in order for you to transfer it, you'll have to have the proper documents, court order. And that's when you realize, oh, we still have to probate it.
And it's more complicated now because of the person.
Yes, because it's been a long time. There's some penalties, you know.
Wow.
Estate tax in the Philippines here. Although in Texas, we don't have estate tax, but we still have to pay for taxes or other penalties because we didn't do it during the time you're supposed to do it.
I feel like that's already a good conversation, but we have
it. I know, right? We already started it. But anyway, Christian, okay, so... how about you?
Good. I'm doing good. Just catching up with the like different projects and also like preparing mine too. So watch out. But yeah, also let's remind people of why you're doing this and why LaWin Network is doing this, and like your cause for like having legal like advice for everyone.
Thank you, Christian, for reminding me all the time. Okay, so we're doing legal trees. This is actually my treat for you. Yeah, I'm looking at the wrong camera. It's right over there. Yeah, so this is my tweets for you. It's free information, free knowledge that I'd like you also to share it. And this is part of my campaign to make sure, you know, to make the law available to all. I know that there are a lot of information online, your Google University, but remember that, you know, those information that you get online may or may not be complete or may not be true. So you still have to consult, of course, the professionals. So whatever industry, whatever type of research you're doing, you always have to resort to consulting with the professionals who know the field.
All right. And with that, we'd also like to thank the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, Lawin Media Network for making this possible. And if you're probably watching this live right now on YouTube or Facebook, but if not, it's still going to be recorded there and on different podcast platforms like
and you Spotify. Have the list.
Yeah, so much. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Good Pods, Podcast Index, Stitcher, Pandora, and Pocket Cast.
Yeah. All right. I'm trying to fix my water bottle.
Yeah, I'll keep them distracted. What are you doing?
Okay, I know. I'm distracted by my water bottle.
I've been thinking about the ebook too. So you want to talk about the ebook?
Yeah, so we would like to share with you the link. So if you can show the ebook, it's free for you to download. You only need to, I think, register, put in your email address so you can get the link. And once you are able to get the link, feel free to use it. This is a lot of legal knowledge in terms of essay planning, including wheels. Can we please show the table of contents? There you go. So you'll see there the type of wheels, the different types of will, and of course, probate. Why do you need to do essay planning? What are the benefits? And some other legal knowledge that you will probably encounter later on when you're doing your essay planning. So this will be very helpful in terms of understanding the law. Mm-hmm. This is not Google University, so at least you know that an attorney reviewed the content, mm-hmm. so you can rely on it.
Wow, yeah. And also, if you're watching, the website is on the bar below, so you could just type it in and while you're listening to us, right? So it's like good guidance while you're filling up your workbook.
Yes. And also, if you lost the link, feel free to message Lawin Media Network. Mm-hmm. Somebody will definitely get back to you and will give you that information.
All right. So what are we going to talk about today?
I just already mentioned earlier. I talk about
obviously,
it.
Obviously, I'm not listening.
Yeah, I mean, you also told me that we already started the discussion, but this is actually today's session is part of a series of sessions about estate planning. Now, next month, mm-hmm. so I'd like to give you a heads up, we're going to have a pretty much different kind of discussion.
Wow.
Probably you're probably not interested because it may not apply to you, but hopefully, may apply to people like never. You know. But watch out for that. But today we're going to talk about probate. So a lot of people are asking me, what is probate? And sometimes, you know, even if we're already doing the probate, they still don't understand what is going on, what probate is mm-hmm. for. Why do we need to do it? What about if I don't have a will, do I still need to go do probate? Mm-hmm. And so what happens after probate? So before, during, and after probate, and who needs probate?
Yeah,
I mean, when do you do it? Those are, you know, lots common questions that I get in terms of probate. So Christian, mm-hmm. When you say probate, what comes into your mind? Do you have any idea at all?
It comes from the Latin word. No, I don't know.
Even know a Latin word. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I was gonna ask you, like, is there like a Filipino for probate? Did they also
yeah, of course there's probate in the Philippines,
like they translate it to
I don't know, how do you, is there a Tagalog right? term for probate?
If you know, if you're watching and you know,
well, most of the time you'll probably know it using the term extrajudicial settlement, EJS, because most of the time, people there, they do extrajudicial settlement. That means, you know, it's really not following the will, maybe, because a lot of people are, they don't have a will, so it's not very common to probate a will in the Philippines, because, you know, not everybody, like most of, I don't know, maybe 20% will think about having a will in the Philippines, and even if there is, they usually don't go to court and have it probated.
So if you didn't do everything that we talked about, like the past months, you end up in probate.
Yeah, like what, everything. Yeah. Well, actually, if you have a will, if a person passed away with a will, you have to go to court and probate that will. Okay. Now, if a person passed away without a will, you still have to go to court and do a probate. It's just a term of, you know, whether you pass away with a will or without a will. It's just different process if there's a will and there's no will. For sure, if there's no will, it's a longer process. And I think you will definitely for sure spend more in terms of probating it or going through the process. Because if somebody passed away without a will, you'll have to do the intestate succession, which means that you'll have to find all the heirs.
Oh, wow.
To, you know, because that's the first part of it, determination who are the heirs. And then after that, administration of the estate. When you say administration of the estate, payment of expenses, estate tax, applicable taxes, and also the distribution of the property according to Texas law. Same thing in the Philippines, according to the Philippine law. Now, if the person passed away with a will, then it's different. It's a different process again, because you, this time you have a document that you will bring to court and show it to the judge and say, judge, please approve that this will is valid. So that's probate.
Yeah. For that's still a lot for me. But like, what is the basics, I guess? Like, what's the first step that happens? Do we discuss like, oh, if you have a will, this is what happens. If you don't, this is what happens. Or,
well, we can do that. Basically, I'm thinking that we can discuss about probate of a will today, because it's already like, but we can also talk about probate if there is no will. We can squeeze it in, because like I said, next month we'll be talking about totally different topics. So we're going to, you know, take a break from talking about death. Estate planning and death and will probate and all that, right? So, yeah, well, we can talk about that. But if you say the word probate, what comes into your mind is legal process, court process. So here in Texas and even in the Philippines, you need an attorney to probate a will. Sadly, you cannot do it on your own. You're not allowed to do it pro se. When we say pro se, you are doing it on your own. You don't have an attorney. But in probate, you need an attorney to actually do the probate. It's a legal process.
Is there a reason why?
Because it's very technical, and there's a lot of steps there that a layman will not understand. And if you don't do it right, it may cost you much, or lose inheritance, and there will be a lot of complexity that's going to happen if you don't do it right. Just imagine one heir not receiving what he or she's supposed to receive because you messed it up, because you didn't know what to do. So you want to avoid that, and also it's a lot of legal works. That's why
I bet
you will need an attorney to do it.
Before we start, do you want to take a break? And
no, I don't want to take a break. Okay. Water, yeah, break. We can start talking about it in depth. when we come back after a short break.
All right, we're back.
Yes, we're back, Christian.
And I also want to greet one of our viewers who's watching from Dumaguete City. Hi, Lysel.
Hello, Lysel. And of course, if you are watching with us right now, please feel free to post your comments, questions, shout outs, and Christian and I will read them throughout the show. And I'd like to greet my mom and my tatay in heaven, my nanay in the Philippines. She's in Pangasinan, and my tatay in heaven. Happy anniversary. Today is supposed to be their 52nd wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And I remember when we were growing up, every year we really celebrated, and we make cards. Like, it's we don't buy cards, we have to make it, because we have to put our efforts in there.
Yeah.
And then we write our very emotional message, and then we read them, you know, during their anniversary.
Do your kids do that now?
I have to bribe them. Like, you have to, and I have to buy my own cards. Okay, write a message.
Pass by the dollar store.
And then, okay, here's a card. Write the message for me. So yeah, it's different nowadays because I think because of the digital age. So my son, he's an artist, a visual artist. So he kind of do some things electronically.
So but they'll email you.
Yeah, for the little one, you know, she'll probably just gonna draw on the wall. And this is my message for you, mommies.
Wow. All right, going back.
Yes.
Probate.
So we're gonna talk about probate really now, huh?
Yes. Okay. This is it.
This is it. So okay, so probate, like I said, it's a legal process. So if the person passed away with a will, the first thing you need to do, if the person passed away with a will, the first thing you need to do is to find a will. So if you know your parents, they have a will somewhere there, or you don't know where the will is located, you better ask them now. You need to know where the will is located.
What's a good hiding place for a will? Under the mattress?
No, that's not safe either. So have a safe in the house. Not necessarily. I always tell my clients not to put their will in a safety deposit, and you know, in banks, because sometimes it's not easy to get it from there. We need a court order to open the safety deposit.
Is it also like do people also do it like the lawyer keeps it or no?
I don't. Yeah, but let's say, for example, here in Harris County, you can deposit your original will. If you know that you're going to die in Harris County, you know, you can deposit your will in Harris County. But I also don't recommend that to my clients, because if they move, you know, let's say, for example, they move to a different county, not in Harris. Let's say they moved
even Brazoria, like
Brazoria
still close.
Or Stafford, you know, or Stafford, Fort Bend. Galveston. So then you'll have to get that original will, their request, apply for it, because it was deposited there. So I would rather recommend that you have it in you keep it in a safety deposit, a safety box in your house.
And like tell a friend where it is.
Yes. And if you, and also not necessarily a friend, somebody you trust, not all friends. But of course, you need to tell your executor, because in the will, you named executor, right? And again, who's the executor? The one who will go to court later on to and present that will for probate. So that's why your executor needs to know where your original your original will is located. Now, you can make copies and give a copy to your executor, to your if you want to share it. But you don't have to, because your heirs, basically, I mean, I'm telling my clients, it depends on your relationship in the family, if you want to give a copy of your will to your children or to your beneficiaries. I mean, who knows? You're still alive. They're already fighting over what they're getting, right?
So, if are like the copies legally binding, or does it have to be original? Like, what if the original, like, they still lost it, but they have a copy of it?
Well, good question. Yes, you can probate a copy if you lost the original. You just need to, you know, bring witnesses or at least show some proof that the original exists, and you have to explain to the court why the original is missing. So there are more steps to do if you are probating a copy instead of the original. So, yeah.
All right. What's the next step then?
Okay. So the first step is, of course, you need to find a will, right? The second step is secure the estate, you know, like the house, the content of the house, everything that the person who passed away owned, you know, at the time of death. And because you're going to have to do an inventory later on. Now imagine this, if a diamond ring that everybody knows in the family, she has a diamond ring, and this diamond ring, everybody knows that the person who passed away is giving that to, let's say, the eldest. Here comes the eldest. Where's the diamond ring?
And they buried it with the person.
Well, and then you realize that, oh, the second one took it. So you got to have to secure the estate of the deceased person.
So no one gets anything until, like,
no
they
one.
All agree.
You cannot sell anything. You cannot. Oh, wow. You cannot dispose anything. The only thing that you can do is withdraw money from the banks to pay for the, you know, like the minimal expenses, like maintenance of the house while you're doing the probate, or before you, at least, you know, while you're settling the estate. Yeah, so secure the estate. Because people are like, oh, she passed away. I like this one. Getting all this cool stuff.
Or just have like an estate sale and just sell everything.
I just like, in one of my clients, she was complaining because she said that, well, it's a kind of complicated case because there's a prior family. And when the person passed away, here comes the ex-wife and children from the prior marriage. They went to the house and took the guns because he has a lot of guns. They took all the guns and she can't do anything at the time. I remember that. And so it's hard to get it back from them. I mean,
it's
hard to get it back from them.
So
that's why you have to secure. And then there's other instance that if there's no one living in the house, let's say, for example, the deceased has a house, has a lot of valuables inside the house, so no one lives there, and you, the executor, doesn't live there, you cannot just leave the property there, I mean, the valuables, because it is, you don't know what's going to happen, because in one case, well, I'm actually still handling that case right now, the house was burglarized.
Oh, wow.
And they took a lot of valuables, yes, in the house. So basically, the house is almost empty.
Wow.
So we didn't realize that because we didn't realize the area is not a good area. I mean, it's
people knew that this person passed away, so there's no
and there's no one there. So like homeless people getting inside, taking out stuff. So, you know, it's important to secure those valuables. You can put them in a storage if no one is going to stay there while we are doing the probate.
For the first case, when you said, like, you know, people took the guns before the will was, like, I guess, like, processed, is that, like, stealing or, like, what is that? Like,
yeah, you can actually bring them to court. But the thing is, you know, yeah, you can do that, and it's just going to complicate the matter. I mean, the process, again, that's what I'm saying. So do not allow them to take anything out of the house if ever they come there and try to get some
Makes
stuff.
Sense. Because, like, this person, the person who passed, like, made the will to protect their property. And it's, like, you know, one of their wishes to protect them. So might as well, like, actually, like, take care of it. And rather than just leaving it there, because this person, before they died, they prepared for it. So it's just like respecting their wishes.
Yeah, like, for example, you have a collectible. I don't know. Yeah. What do you collect? Coins?
Nothing valuable. Cameras?
Yeah, and you wanted to give those cameras to your brother. you know, to your dear brother. You have a brother?
No.
No, okay. So your dear sister. And then you put it in a will. And then you feel good after that because you know, oh, it's secured.
It's going to good hands. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was burglarized after your death. And then they're all gone. So there you go. How are you going to do it? How are you going to give those items if they no longer exist? Mm. So, well, that's different when the gift lapse. So when we say lapse, let's say, for example, let's say you're giving your Lexus to your sister. Mm-hmm. And at the time of your death, the Lexus has already gone because you already sold it before you passed away. So, you know, the gift lapsed already. So because it's lapsed, it's no longer available at the time, your sister cannot convert it into some kind of an amount and get it from your estate because what you're giving is no longer there. It doesn't exist anymore. It already lapsed. So that's different.
What if,
you know, it's burglarized?
My Lexus, which totally exists. What if I die and
in your imagination?
No one knows that I haven't finished paying for it and then the bank takes it away. Or does that, the payments I still have to do, does that go to the person I leave it to?
Well, it depends on what you put there in the will. That's why when you draft your will, you gotta have to make sure that you have the proper wordings there. Because otherwise, it could be interpreted that you will continue paying for the existing mortgage or loan, or the estate will pay for it, which will definitely sound better, right? But no, not really, because the other heirs will complain about that because, hey, whatever is left is ours. And then you're going to take away money to pay for your car.
Wow.
You know? So that's why it's very important that your language is very clear in your will. Otherwise, like I said, it'll be subject to a lot of contest. So yeah, now in that case, so you have to find a will and then second, secure the estate. Now, the next step is to go to court. Mm-hmm. Of course, you have to find your attorney first to help you in probating your will. So once you find your attorney, and make sure that the attorney that you'll hire is one that is licensed to practice in that state because it's a state law. Okay. So once you found your attorney, and your attorney will work with you, you will file an application to probate that will. Mm-hmm. Okay, in court. So you have to file an application fee for that, and it varies depending on which county you're filing. So once you file that, what's going to happen next is that it will be, well, if there's a will, it will be posted. There is a posting requirement. It is like a notice to the public. So they'll post like an announcement that so-and-so passed away and other details like which county, you know, and who's going to be the contact person, blah, blah, blah. So all the details, they'll post it in the county where they usually post
the actual building.
They have a place there to post it.
Wow.
And that's for 10 days posting. So
check every 10 days if you know someone.
Oh, actually, they're doing that. There are people who are actually, you know,
They're just checking waiting
it
for
every single day.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, and why are they doing that? Because some people, they know that once the property is under probate, it could be sold later on and then divide the proceeds among the heirs, right? So some people who are involved in a real estate business, you know, they're there to see what opportunities they have there, right?
Wow.
So, and of course, supposing the purpose of that is to notify the public so that if there's somebody who wanted to claim under the will or question the will, you know, wanted to contest it, you know, they can file their objection or their contest. They can come forward and let the court know.
We do have a question. Do all assets have to go through probate after someone passes away? My friend prepared a trust instead to avoid probate, and his family may not be a public record.
You have a sharp
my glasses. They are wealthy. Is this true? from Miguel Tamandong.
Hi, Miguel. I hope we know where Miguel is located. Well, assuming he's here in Texas, mm-hmm. or maybe Houston.
This is a question from YouTube, surrounding. Too.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay. All right. So, what's the question again?
Do all assets have to go okay. through probate?
First, no, there are non-probate assets and probate assets. So when you say probate assets, these are the assets that, you know, we usually divide among the heirs, or we give them to the beneficiary in the will. Okay. Mm-hmm. Non-probate assets are those that are that they don't belong to the estate of the deceased person anymore. Why? Because they already have designated the beneficiaries there. Like, for example, life insurance. So if you bought a life insurance, you have a designated beneficiary there, mm-hmm. right? So that means if you passed away, that beneficiary can come forward to the insurance company, mm-hmm. claim for the benefits by showing your death certificate and the identification of that person. So it doesn't have to go through probate. So those are the non-probate assets. What else? Like pensions. You have already your designated beneficiary. So that's considered non-probate asset already.
And then the trust part two is, my friend prepared a trust instead to avoid probate, and his family may not be a public record. I don't know what that means.
Okay. Well, you know, we haven't talked about trust really, but, well, we talk about it a little. So trust document, if you have a trust document and you funded your trust, which means the trust has property, mm-hmm. or maybe you created a trust and you transferred all your property, your assets into the trust so that those assets are no longer yours. Mm-hmm. So when you passed away, they're no longer in your estate. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to be probated. Meanwhile, your trust document has provisions there, how to dispose, how to distribute those assets that are under the trust, without going through probate. So, because it's already been taken care of.
Yeah.
Because that's not yours anymore. Mm-hmm. It belongs to the trust. Because, you know, when you create a trust, it's like you created a person. And mm-hmm. this person is the trust. You name the trust. And then you transfer your property into this person. So those properties are no longer yours.
Wow. Okay. It's a lot too. That's
a lot to
yeah. I don't think I have
you
any.
You can ask me for more examples. Right. I see this.
Like in movies where there's like no one's, the person who died left everything to their dog. So there's like a trust because, you know, the dogs can't like manage.
That's
that.
Right. You cannot, here in Texas, you cannot, even if you love so much your pet, you cannot will it to your pet. You have to create a trust for your pet and will it to the trust.
And it's a whole thing, like someone manages it.
Of course, because the dog cannot manage it. The pet cannot manage it.
But like who manages it?
Well, the person you designated in that document.
Oh, so
like
it's
trustee,
not.
Like a trustee, you call that person a trustee.
It's not like a company who manages. It's like an actual person.
Or it could also be a company, because there are all companies here who are also doing that. So especially if, you know, it involves big amount of money, like $1 billion, $1 million.
Because some of these are like property, like real estate, right? And they maintain it. Yeah. Wow.
Yep. So did we answer all the questions of Miguel?
I think so. Yeah, they said they are wealthy. Let me know their address. And
what was the last thing that he said there?
Is this true?
And I mean before that.
They are wealthy.
Before that.
My friend hired a trust. My friend prepared a trust instead to avoid probate. And his family may not be a public record.
Okay, yeah. Not public record. Because whatever you file in court, let's say you filed the will. Mm-hmm. So everybody can see the will. Mm-hmm. It becomes a public record. But if it's in a... So everybody knows what's in your will. Now, later on, and which is also part of the probate, you're going to do inventory and you're going to file it in court. So everybody will know what this person left. So they know how wealthy this person is. And, you know, it becomes a public record. As opposed to trust, you don't have to file it there. So it doesn't become a public record. So really, yeah, you know, there's if you're thinking about more of privacy or, you know, keeping things within the family, then maybe trust is a good document for you to execute.
So very mysterious.
What do you mean mysterious?
Because like no one knows what you have. Like that's what I'm going to do. So people think I actually have anything.
Well, there's pros and cons, but it depends actually what your purpose really is, mm-hmm. why you're doing things. Some people, they like to do probate. Some people, you know, trust. Now, next step will be what? What's the first step again?
Finding where the document is.
The will is.
Take it to court with a lawyer.
No, you forgot. Secure.
Oh, secure. Estate. Yes, yes. That's what I would know.
And then file your application for probate once you already found your mm-hmm. attorney. So now during the process, so we were talking about earlier, file the application and then it will be posted for 10 days. After 10 days, that's when you start working with who are the beneficiaries that are in the will, because you need to notify them. Mm-hmm. Okay, they need to be served. When I say served, you'll have to actually request for a citation in court, and a constable or a sheriff will personally serve them a copy of the application for probate that you filed and a copy of the will, because they need to be notified that you are probating the will. And who are these beneficiaries? They are if you look at the will, you'll find their names in that mm-hmm. will. They are the recipient beneficiaries. The legatees, you know, oh. they were named there in the will to receive something. So there, in a will, there is a specific bequest and the residuary bequest. Specific bequests are the specific gifts. Like, for example, mm-hmm. this piano goes to A, this set of earrings goes to B. Mm-hmm. Those are specific bequests. Now, whatever it is that you did not include there will be part of the residuary. Now, who are the beneficiaries of your residuary? These are the people that you name there. Let's say, for example, if you have children, it goes to all my children in equal share. Mm-hmm. So they are all your beneficiaries there. So they need, all of them need, they need to be notified. They need to receive that citation. They need to be served so that if they have a contest, they can file it in court or mm-hmm. however, but that is the requirement.
Wow.
Now, every service is a fee, you know that, mm-hmm. right? You request yeah. for a citation, I believe it's $8, and then constable okay. service is around $75. So
that's for them to go to the person.
That one person.
Uh-huh. Per no, person. No. Oh, wow.
Because you're going to serve them individually. Yeah. So imagine if the sheriff is serving 10 as wow. opposed to only one, mm-hmm. you know, that's why you have to
can pay it just for be difference. Like go to one and tell them to get the other 10.
Yeah, you have to personally serve them. And if you can't personally serve them, you have to file a motion for substituted service. Mm. Like, for example, you don't know where they live. I mean, you try to serve them personally, but they're not there all the time. Mm-hmm. So you can serve them through certified mail. It depends on what the judge will say. The judge have to approve it. So, or the easiest way is to, if you don't want to serve them and they want to cooperate, you can just ask them to sign a waiver, waiving their rights to receive notices.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about trust there. If they trust you, they're going to sign that waiver because they know that you're going to do your job and that you can be trustworthy.
All right. I guess before we continue, let's have another break and we will be right back to talk about more.
Stick around.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian. And I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic.
Do you see you?
All right.
Yeah. We're back.
We were just looking at the commercials.
Yeah, and I was asking Christian, what did you use to create? Because this is his business. It's really good in all those photo shoots, professional photo shoots, right? So what do you usually serve? Like weddings?
I've done everything. You know, in the Philippines, they say KBP. It's like kasal binyag patay. I've done that. Oh. I've done funerals.
Like prenups.
Prenups, like, yeah, actual weddings. Yes, to like, okay. And even like other cultures. Like I've done like Bosnian weddings. Wow. And like, yeah, like if anything, because like I do have like a lot of other photographer friends who just call me if they need someone. So yeah, a lot of different experiences. So like
events. I really want to ask Christian about this. It's not about Probit, but I'm going to ask him anyway. So a lot of people now are using cell phones, you know, and they turn out to be really good. And there's a lot of apps that could edit it. It's going to make you look like slimmer.
Yeah, I mean, whiter, this AI too.
Longer hair. So really, I mean, you'll be surprised how you're going to look like after, you know, we see the product. So how different is that from the camera that you're using? I mean, the type of art.
I guess it depends on like the purpose. Yeah. So if it's like very simple stuff, you just, you know, just want photos for like dating apps, go ahead and use your phone. But it's like
I would love to have a professional picture for a dating app.
There's like a level of like you don't have to think about it anymore. So that's why we're there for. That's why we study.
Yeah, I like
this.
That because I just want to smile.
Yeah, yeah, because it's a lot of stress too. Like you, like sometimes I plan to like the venue. And like, you know, instead of like just having your cousin and your wedding with a cell phone, like sometimes people forget, like sometimes people get me for like birthdays because they don't want to forget, like to take a picture while they're just like, you know, hanging out with the family or friends. So that's one less thing to think about. And like just so you can enjoy more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's like also like you don't want to miss like anything. Like one of my friends, they had like a engagement shoot, or someone proposed, their boyfriend proposed to them and they didn't like hire anyone. So it's like another thing of like, how do I capture this moment and then still think about like, how do I ask her the question? So it's like you wouldn't, and you sometimes people like regret not getting someone who actually knows how to take a photo.
Yeah, because it'll turn out that
and it's actually
it's a lifetime.
If it's like too dark in the venue, like not all phones can do that, or like still editing too. There's a lot of like flexibility if you use our cameras than a cell phone. But like, you know, for like simple purposes, cell phones like really good too.
Yeah. And that reminds me, your work products are actually also part of your estate. So you don't say that you don't have anything.
So if I have like,
that's part of your essay. That is a probate.
Like this is like way artists, like, you know, like Michael Jackson, they have like a whole thing about their work and everything.
All that. So your work products, your intellectual property, those are also part of your estate. So like if you're receiving royalties, so you will continue the essay, your essay will be receiving those royalties still, and it'll be part of the estate that will be distributed among the heirs, among the beneficiaries, if you have a will. So okay, I know that we're running out of time already. How fast is
minutes.
That wait a minute, we're still in the process. Okay, so we already filed the probate, we already filed the application for a probate of a will. There's already a service. Okay, what's gonna happen next? Then you'll have to set the hearing. There will be a probate hearing. Okay, you cannot avoid that. Now it will be more complicated if there are contests, but if it's just a simple probate, which means that nobody's contesting it, then you can proceed to the probate prove up of the will. So you're gonna go to the court. Sometimes you do it via Zoom if the court allows Zoom. If they require in person, if they will require in person hearing, then you gotta have to go to the court. But of course, the original will have to be filed in the court before you can set it for hearing. So after the hearing, so when what's gonna happen during that hearing is you're gonna have to prove that the will is valid, and then you're gonna ask the court that the executor, even though the executor is already named in the will, you know, that the court still has to appoint that through a court order, to appoint the executor through a court order. So after you get after the hearing and the judge approved or granted approved the probate, then the judge will sign the order approving it and appointing the executor as an independent or either independent or dependent executor. And once it's done, the appointed executor will have to take the oath, sign that oath, and it will also be filed in court. And of course, you're going to have to submit your testimony in writing, of course, submit it, file it in court as well. And then after that, you'll have to notify the
people and
the creditors. Of course, the creditors. And of course, the beneficiaries. You have to let them know, hey, I'm already appointed, right?
Wait, what's the difference between creditors and the beneficiaries?
Let's say, imagine your house, the house of the deceased person has a mortgage.
Oh, so those creditors.
Those creditors. And we have credit cards. We have secured and unsecured creditors. You have to notify the secured creditors. Mostly those are the mortgage company, because it's secured loan, right? So you have to notify them, because you know they'll have a stake in the house. If you don't pay it, you miss payment, you defaulted, they can go ahead and foreclose it. But you don't want that to happen, so you get have to notify them and you have to deal with them. So that's part of that as well. And then after that, you'll have to do the inventory. What are the estate? What are the properties that belong to the estate? And then you'll have to share that information with all the heirs, and then file it in court. And once it's approved, you can start distributing. Pay first, of course, the expenses. The first thing you're gonna pay, of course, are the funeral expenses, medical, hospitalization, and then all the other expenses that you have to pay. And when everything has already been paid, then you can start distributing the assets on the estate of the deceased person. And that's it. Oh, no, not yet. You still have to file taxes, of course. In Texas, we don't have estate tax, but you still have to file that tax in order for the, you know, to comply with the requirement.
And then this, like, for example, that everything's done and I know, or someone knows they're going to get like the house. And so there's still like another paper, like different paperwork to transfer the name.
That is correct. Yes. You will need to have a transfer document, a deed, to transfer the title of that property, of that house, of the real property, to the recipient, whoever, or the beneficiary in the will.
And this will makes it easier for that to happen.
Yes, of course, because the appointed executor will execute the deed and will sign there as the appointed executor and transfer the title to the new owner, to the beneficiary.
Have a question from Mr. Orlando Ardizan.
Attorney Orlando Ardizan, yeah.
Why probate lawyers usually call the contested wills the final battleground of a dysfunctional family? Oh,
wow.
May pinanghuhugutan ba?
I know. Meron ba? Parang wala naman. Ano ba yan? May katotohanan yan. Kasi, nakikita nyo rin sa movie, may katotohanan yun yung napapanood nyo sa movie. During probate, if it's a heavily contested probate, lahat ng sikreto, lahat ng madudumi, madidilim, mga pangit na sikreto ng pamilya ay lumalabas. That's the final battleground. You know, like for example, let's say pinamanahan sa'yo lahat, di ba? Unfair naman yan, kasi just because ikaw nag-alaga towards the last day of his life, bibigay sa'yo lahat. Paano naman ako? I also...
Wala. You know, hindi mo inalagaan.
Show love and respect. So, and I think, Christian, alam mo, I will contest it, because I think that my grandfather, our grandfather, right, for example, our grandfather was... there's a fraud in here, because you exercise undue influence. Just because you were there and grandfather can no longer see, and you said, no, this is just a signature for the bill. And then you ask him to sign that will.
Wow.
Right?
So you know my plan.
I know you're a criminal, man, Christian.
I think a movie I know this happens is, have you seen Knives Out? It's a good movie. It says this...
Is it in Netflix?
Netflix, yeah. Knives Out.
Oh no!
So this
I'll be looking for it tonight.
The person who takes care of the rich grandfather, they're not related, so it's just like a nanny. The grandfather names like everything to the nanny, and then the family comes over and they all like blame each other, try to kill each other, stuff like that. Mm. So yeah, over this.
Yeah, like for example, in a real life, no, our grandfather gave you $1 billion,
mm-hmm.
and then I realized, wait a minute, you don't deserve it because at some point you tried to kill him before, so you know you're not in good faith.
That's how I just get it in advance. Or at least like in the Philippines, like, oh, they didn't deserve it kasi addict yan, or they have like vices or whatever, right?
So okay naman yung wife, oh, the wife doesn't deserve anything because, you know, because infidelity may maginawa siya. So kaya that's why it says a final battleground of a dysfunctional family, because look how dysfunctional would that be, right? If they're fighting over the money, over the estate, and they try to throw mud against each other, mm-hmm. try to discredit each other. So what kind of family is that?
Yeah, me and my sisters, well, I mean, you know, everyone sees like their like aunties and like titas and titos, like they, like when growing up, like as Filipinos, I think we all saw that happen. So like me and my sisters, we already talk about, oh, like let's not just fight about this. And we tell our parents, hey, use all your money before you go. And we like, don't worry about us. So I don't know if it still happened. I think that's my plan. So they would actually don't care. Like my sisters won't care. They just
your sisters. But remember, if it's just you siblings, mm-hmm. you probably can settle things. But if there are other persons involved, like for example, mm-hmm. The husband, the wife, they are not part of your family. I mean, they are... what do you call this? Extended family, mm-hmm. already, diba? Kasi they're not really bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, for example, ako sister mo. Tayo, okay lang. Christian, you know what? Sayo na lahat yan. I don't need it.
Thank you.
You know? Pero sabi ng husband ko, no, you get your half. So mag-away kami, di ba?
Yeah.
Pero syempre, para hindi na mag-away. Oh, sige na nga, Christian, I'm sorry, I'm gonna get my other half.
Mm.
So ngayon, magagalit ka. You already promised because I already, you know.
Binenta ko na.
Oo, na promise ko na sa iba, so gulo na, di ba?
Mm.
So that's why it's always better to put it in writing. Put it in writing.
Nice.
Right?
Wow.
Depending verbal ano lang. Kaya nga dito sa Texas, there's no such thing as verbal will.
Mm.
You know, cupative will ang tawag doon sa verbal. Hindi mo pwede yan, kailangan in writing. Hindi ko pwede sabihin, mamamatay na ako, gusto kong ibigay sa'yo lahat, Christian, kasi ang bait-bait mo. Nice. Ganon.
I thought that's what I was trying. That's why I'm trying to like charm all the titos and titas here in Houston.
That's why you're trying to be very nice to them.
Yeah, like, yeah. So maybe they'll remember me.
Yeah. But do you need tita? Do you need something? It's okay. I'll do it for you. Just remember, put my name there.
Here's, you can sign this for me.
Okay. So did we address all the questions?
Yeah. And that's an hour. Oh, there's a link here. Let's see what this goes to. Oop, nope. I think that's a virus. Someone said that's a virus. But yeah, that's an hour.
Do you believe you have 73 viewers right now?
Wow.
That's where a lot. Hey, guys. Comment and can like. You please comment there? Type your name, where are you from? And well, Christian will have something exciting.
Yeah, I'll put you in my will. To receive all my debts.
Like $1 each. You know, that's true. There's a will that they, you know, the dad just gave $1.
Wow.
To one of the sons.
And then how many to the others?
Well, of course, the big one. Right? Instead of disinheriting that sign.
At least they're honest.
He just gave him $1.
That's better than like forgetting you completely.
That's even worse because you're going to have to spend more fighting for that, and you're gonna end up just for $1.
And they're gonna spend like $75 just to get you, just to tell you you have $1.
So, well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Yes. And what time is it now, Christian?
It's 7:03.
7:03, because we started late.
Yeah, you want to talk about like the next shows?
Yes. So, the next show will be last Wednesday of the month, and that will be. I'm not sure. I didn't check my calendar, but that will be what? March something. Come on, Christian. Pull up your calendar right away.
That's going to be March 27th.
March 27th. So join us for another Legal Treats. And next episode, we'll talk about what?
I don't wanna jinx it, but we're gonna talk about divorce.
Yes. Ooh. Well, you know, in the Philippines, I think the only country without a divorce law is the Philippines, except, you know,
if you got married here.
No, I mean, except Vatican, because they don't.
Wow, I didn't know that. We're the only one?
Yeah, we're the only one. Philippines. So,
number one or number two.
Right. So, well, why are we mentioning this? Because we're going to talk about divorce next time. You know, some Filipinos, or not just Filipinos, some people here in the state of Texas, they filed a divorce, petition for divorce here against the spouse who is not here in Texas. It's either they're in the Philippines or in China, in Indonesia, or somewhere outside Texas, outside the U.S. Can they do that? Can you file a petition for divorce here against your spouse who is in the Philippines? Let's say, for example, you have been separated for a long time. You're here working, let's say 10 years here, and your spouse is in the Philippines, and you don't know what your spouse is doing there. You didn't know that spouse moved on without you.
Wow.
Has another family, and you're here working so hard, and then you realize, or somebody told you, hey, did you know that? Blah, 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 right? My mga marites dyan. Or Facebook, you saw it in Facebook. Who is this girl? And then little did you know, he already or she already has a family there in the Philippines, and you're here by yourself working so hard, sending money there.
Immigrant now you said, problems.
Yeah, that is not fair. I want a divorce here so that I can also move on in my life. And have my own family here who's not going to cheat on me. Like, right? So can you do that?
We'll find out.
We'll find out when you watch next episode, March 27th.
Yeah.
6 p.m. Texas time. And that will be March 28th in the Philippines. 8 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. So
more about divorce and family law.
If they didn't greet you this Valentine's, maybe consider it.
No naman, wag naman. Divorce actually is supposed to be not the first solution.
They try to preserve the marriage first.
Yeah,
right?
Try to preserve it. It's a family, the family value, you want to keep it there. But if it's really not working anymore, divorce is just a last solution that you can use in order for you to preserve your own self.
Talk about it first. I guess one last.
Oh, there's
and
another.
This,
okay.
This also relates to the next episode. Now I'm a U.S. citizen. I've divorced my spouse in the Philippines. When I'm green card holder, can I remarry?
You know what? We'll answer that one.
All right. Or just call the law firm and consult here.
I don't know. So we'll see you next.
Next month.
Next month. Wow. We should
do this more often.
I know, right? Do you like us to do this more often? Send us a message. Post your comments. Say if you want us to do this often, then just once a month, let us know. And Christian and I will try to make it happen.
Yeah. There's a lot of legal problems in there that we got to talk about.
I know, right?
Si
Christian lang walang legal problems. Masaya sa buhay
ito
eh.
Yeah, not yet. I'm hiding from them.
Don't wait for it. Yeah. So anyway, thank you so much for watching us. Again, you can watch the recorded live show
on Facebook and YouTube, and then
of Lawin Media Network,
and also like on different podcast platforms.
That's right. And we would like to thank Lawin Media Network, our producer, and of course, in partnership with the Philippine
with a
PH, Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, Greater Houston Region. Awesome organization, right? All right. Thank you. Have a good one. See you next time.
Bye. Christian. Thank you.
Bye.